That's only the first chapter. The second chapter, speaking to that saints at Ephesus. Hallelujah. He tells us, in whom all the building fitly joined together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also, Gentiles, are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. In the third chapter, some more spirited life that he speaks. He prays for them a second time. That you might be strengthened at night by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. And that is the love of Christ, Hallelujah. The Eternal One that became flesh Amen. And died upon the cross. That's the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge in order that you might be filled, King James says, with all the fullness of God. But that word is also the Greek word eis, which means into. Know the love of Christ which is bestowed upon us at Calvary. Be filled with that love of Christ in order that you might be filled into all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, the power of His resurrection that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Into all the fullness of God. The reason I correct that, because the translator said with. You take a teacup down to the ocean and try to pour the ocean into it and it's not going to fit. But you take that teacup and fill it up out of the ocean. That's me. Filled into all the fullness of God. And what's in the ocean is in the teacup. Praise the Lord. You can't pour the ocean into the teacup, but you can fill the teacup out of the ocean. Praise the Lord. We can be filled into everything that God is. We can be filled into that. Filled into, not with that, but into that. Into that. The Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee to bring us into the redemption of the purchased possession. In the fourth chapter, he's a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But in the fifth chapter, we see the church as members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. A glorious church, a bride of Christ, that as Adam said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He speaks of the church. And he says, we are members of His body, of His flesh, and His bone. He didn't say bone of His bone, he said of His bone. His bone, His bone, His bone, His flesh. Literally, that the church of Jesus Christ and individual members full of the Holy Ghost working in them. They are His flesh and His bone upon earth. We are His body, His flesh and His bone upon earth. And all through this letter to Ephesians, spirit and life. Why? They're not carnal. And when they're not carnal, there's no fornication in the church.
Amen.
When they're not carnal, there's none of these other things working in the church. There's no contentions and strifes and divisions and envyings when they're not carnal. But God wants me, and He wants you, I'm talking about every one of us, to be trees of life. You could go over to the book of Revelation, look at the New Jerusalem, and there's a river of water of life flowing. He said, on either side of the street, there's a tree of life. On either side of the street, that's more than one. Has leaves for the heat of the nations and 12 manner of fruits in its season. Now that's speaking of when the invisible becomes the visible. But Paul says we don't look at the visible, but the invisible. Do you see the invisible? He said even Moses endured as seeing he that is invisible. Can you see that Christ is a kingdom wherein the saints dwell, where there is no sin? Amen. And those that stay in the kingdom sin none. Amen. That Christ is a paradise with every manner of fruit. Amen. Amen. That they that eat of it live.
Amen.
Praise God. His church, His body, is the New Jerusalem. It is. There's a river of life flowing through that brings life to everything that it touches. There's trees of life. See, on either side of the street, it's not just one. Trees of life. Well, on either side of the street with fruit, leaves for healing and fruit. That's now. It's invisible. We can't see it unless God would enlighten our eyes to see it. Any man be in Christ is a new creation, a new creature. We can see the result of that in the life that we live. But it's a brand new creature that never existed before. It's newness of life. 11th chapter of Proverbs said, the fruit of the righteous man is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. A tree of life. How are you going to win souls? Oh God, make of me a tree of life. That those that eat of me will live. Make of me a fountain of living waters. That they that drink of me shall live. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh profits nothing. Human nature profits nothing. It's the spirit that quitteth. The words I speak unto you, they're spirit and life. But He said, there's some of you that don't believe. And many of His disciples walked away that day because they didn't believe that He was the Christ who came to make an end of sins. They believed He was a great prophet, a miracle worker, all of this. But they could not hear His spirit and life. But He said in the 5th chapter of John that the time is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And He's not talking about the graves. He's talking about those that are dead in sin. But He said, those that hear the voice of the Son of God shall live. Those that are dead in sin, if they hear those words of spirit and life, they shall live. When the Lord first began to talk to me about this spirit and life, I said, well, only the righteous can hear them. And He said, no. He said, the dead can hear them. The harlot can hear them. Amen. The publican, the tax collector, the sinner can hear them. And the righteous can hear them. Well, who can't hear them? Not everybody hears them. The self-righteous can't hear them. Jesus told the Pharisees, the 8th chapter of John, how is it that you don't understand my sayings? He said, it's even because you cannot hear my words. And the one their prophets had told them about was standing before them, and they couldn't see it. They couldn't hear it. They couldn't believe it. He said, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are those which testify of me. And Jesus said, you won't come to me that you might have life. He told those same Pharisees, you'll seek me and die in your sins. It's a horrible, horrible thought that you could seek Him and die in your sins. It's a horrible thought, but He explained it. He said, for if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. Church, if you're born of God, you're spiritual. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't trust in your human nature. It'll either lead you away from Christ into the vines of the world that will pull you away, or lead you away into a religion that has no life in it.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't trust in that human nature. Because if you're born of God, you are spirit. And I do know this, and I've found it to be so. I began months ago to purposely seek God. Let me speak to the spirit of the born again.